People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Poly 92.3 FM, you're listening to People Helping People. My name is Greg. Larry, who's normally with me on these shows, is under the weather and is unable to come in today. So I will be doing the show by myself, which is exciting, not just because I'm doing it by myself. If Larry is here, he'd laugh at that because I always bust chops that I really don't need him. But I'm excited because we're going to talk about this incredible event that's been going on as we speak for the past several weeks, and it's continuing through the end of the month, called Luminite, which is a lantern festival that's happening at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. And on the phone with me, joining me, is Martin Bialas, who's the producer of the event. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So good to have you. This is something else. I couldn't believe it. Last year, I had gotten my first taste of the event. I swung by when it was happening, and I was blown away, and then sort of went online and learned more about it. It's absolutely crazy. Can you tell our listeners and people listening a little bit about Luminite, the Lantern Festival?
Of course. So the Luminite Lantern Festival is what ordinarily is called a Chinese Lantern Festival. But what we've done is we've expanded and given it an underlying theme. And first of all, you've all of these lanterns, sculptures, artistic sculptures, as we call them, have been produced and manufactured and made, artistically made, in China, in Zigong. That's a city a little bit outside of Chengdu that specializes in the Chinese lantern tradition. And what we've done is we've taken it a step further. So you see the typical Chinese lanterns. We have a big entrance gate. We have Chinese zodiacs. We have the pandas, etc. But and then we're displaying animals and sites that have to do about preserving our earth, our environment,
our wildlife.
Especially the animals, and so we've got endangered species. We got endangered sea life. We've got the Great Barrier Reef. We also have a biblical story of Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark is there, which is a huge a piece, about 40 feet high and 180 feet long, with all the animals approaching the Ark. We have Life Long Gone, which is a section which displays all the dinosaurs and from millions of years ago, and then we've got rides, we got a petting zoo, we got pony rides, so it's more than just the ordinary lantern festival, What the visitor gets is an app when you come in, or you can download it prior, through our ticket site.
Right.
And what the app does, if you point your phone, let's say on a turtle or any kind of set that's there, it'll identify it, and all of a sudden all these creatures come alive on your screen. And if you specifically point at one, it'll play an audio track explaining you what it is, where they live, why they're endangered, and so forth.
It's amazing how something like this in this day and age has become such an interactive experience, where in the years past, it's like you go to a museum and you see things and you take it in yourself. But now there's so much more information. What you guys have done is sort of made this futuristic approach, it just blows. For the average person who might not have seen this yet, it will blow your mind just seeing how beautifully, visually stunning it is. But also, it's a learning experience, and it shows. I love this one tagline you guys has. It's, it reminds us all of our responsibility to every animal on Earth. I think that's an incredible way of putting it.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. And like I said, you know, it's we're not, you know, this message is there. We want it, you know, to have this underlying message. But, you know, first of all, we want people to enjoy this. But as you said, there's also this educational aspect or informational.
Right.
I mean, if you listen to the entire audio track and go through every set and animal with the app, you'll spend an hour, you know, at least an hour and a half. The tracks are over 90 minutes right there, just following the app.
Yeah. And so I want to get back into what's there, because I think it's really not only just commendable what you guys are trying to do while entertaining at the same time, but it's obviously Chinese New Year is happening at the end of the month. So this is like the right time, I think. Our holidays are always nice to see something like this, but it's the right time to go kind of celebrate that as well. But can you tell how you produced this, right? You put this together?
Yes.
So how did you even think of this? How does this happen? It's a big deal.
Well, I'm CEO of Special Entertainment Events here in Los Angeles. And what we specialize in is our touring attractions. So we are the company that brings you Titanic or brought you King Tut,
right?
Or Star Trek. And so we specialize in these global touring attractions. We have offices all over the world, and like I said, we specialize in these touring attractions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an office in Shanghai, and the two ladies, Chinese ladies that run our office there, they always suggested to try and get involved in Chinese lanterns. Now, again, you know, there's some other lantern companies in the U.S. or companies that tour this in the U.S. So we wanted to do something different. But anyways, so they introduced me to one of the top three companies in Zhejiang that specialize in these lanterns. And then we all the office here in L.A. did a brainstorming session. So, well, what do we want to do? What can we do different, and so forth? So that's now the end product. It started about a year ago, and we started production in China. I would say in June. So a half year ago, and then we opened at Alameda Fair County Fairgrounds. It was day after Thanksgiving, and now we're running through February 2nd. That'll be our last day. So we got another 3 weeks left, and you're right. The holidays were great. And now we've got Chinese New Year. So we still got 3 weekends. We only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. I was going to ask that. So isn't it 5 to 10 on those days?
It is Fridays and Saturdays it's 5 to 11, and on Sundays it's 5 to 10.
Okay, only those 3 days though, all right? Because I had originally seen it was Wednesday, Thursday as well. But okay, so
yes, that is correct. But that it was a mistake.
Oh, it was
so
okay.
quickly corrected it. We corrected it early on. So we've just been open. Actually, the whole time from, you know, just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, wait, I think where you saw it was during the holidays. Starting on, I think it was the 20th of December, all the way through January 5, we were open every day. That is correct.
Okay, so then leave it to me to get to be so early and get it right early and then lose it. But what I'd love to talk about is I think the cause is just, especially this show, which is really more about the community and helping each other and people making the world a little bit better. I'd like to talk a little bit about the cause, because it's really the underlying message through all of this is how beautiful our natural habitat is and the world around us and the animals. And we're seeing what's happening right now in Australia, where they say over 1 billion animals have been killed by these fires. And that's something that was, again, you know, these things are going to happen. Natural disasters happen. But it's important for us to remember our role in this. Can we talk a little bit about the cause?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a big supporter of, you know, environmental issues here and global warming, et cetera, because that's where we're at. And anyone who denies this is living on another planet. But
right. Maybe the planet that you're actually creating in your little, what I like to say is like a fantasy world when you go to Luminite. It really is a fantasy when you see.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue.
No. Good. No. I mean, I'm just, you're absolutely right. You know, and we have to start realizing that. I think people are ready now. You know, if you look at surveys that are being done, you know, on the political level, the environment has climbed all the way up to our other, you know, everyday issues with people, and that's the way to go. And I believe, yeah, here in California, you know, we're way ahead than some of the other parts of the country.
Exactly.
when it comes to you know those issues. Okay. And awareness is the main thing, so we start changing you know our everyday habits. You know what I love right now is that in all restaurants, for example, you know, you no longer get a straw, plastic straw.
That's
you
right.
know you be either being asked or you know, the small things like that, or plastic bags and stuff.
Oh, we were the first that ever did that with the plastic bags. They just banned the plastic bag. It was such a simple thing. Go get bags that you could use all the time. It's just,
absolutely.
You know, little things that we can do. And I think you're reminded of it a lot when you walk through this. And what I also like is this is totally a family thing, right? There's so many things for people to do, you know, generally, but it's hard to have a night out with the family anymore. I mean, what do you have? You have bowling, you have a movie, but this is like sort of like a family thing where you could talk. You could talk about the things that are important in life. There's amusement park rides for the kids. There's a train that actually takes you through, like, I think it's 8 acres, you said, right?
Yes, it's the entire area, including our forest of a million lights, is 8 acres. And you got the carnival rides. You got petting zoo.
Yeah,
kids love that. We got pony rides. We got the train. That's hugely popular. So
good food, you know, by the way. You guys have good food there.
Yes, not to forget. Absolutely. And there's the food. And then of course the lanterns. So.
The lanterns are crazy.
One or 2 hours, you know, if it rains, come on in, take your umbrella. We also have ponchos. You know, I know the weather has been a push in you know, especially early in December. But we're open rain or shine.
It's been better though. I know you're back in LA currently, but it's been better. I think there's one night of rain in the forecast right now, but it's been mostly fine. It's just a little cool. So now is a good time to go, especially
yes.
for Chinese New Year. Cause that's that alone, but the lanterns are just like, I know there's I was going to ask you the significance of the cultural Chinese lantern, but the lanterns are awe inspiring. And I think that's like, obviously, it's a lantern festival, but somebody who might not have much familiarity with the Chinese culture or Chinese New Year, can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, Chinese New Year is I believe the third weekend of January, mm-hmm. and of course that's a big like it is with our New Year.
Yes.
You know, it's a big thing. And in China, you know, they celebrate it not just one day. It's typical a period, especially a week after, where basically the whole country shuts down and people travel and see family and
right.
and so forth. And so we're celebrating that here. I know there's a big Asian community in the Bay Area, and between our cultures and countries, you know, this is the place to go, and take your family. You know, that's the main thing. I mean, take grandma, take the kids, grandkids.
You're right.
Take everyone. And that's what we've seen, you know, over the years, that what's happening. And and that's why actually we extend it through February 2nd because of Chinese New Year.
Okay. So this will run through. So you have 2 weeks, 3 weeks to see this, which is plenty of time, by the way. I highly recommend getting out and witnessing this, because there are very few things in life, I feel, especially nowadays, we're so overwhelmed by, like, it's like one after the other. It's like, well, who could top the thing before it? And everything is so grandiose and so big and right at our fingertips. When you can go somewhere and before your very eyes, not through a TV screen, not through, you know, a movie theater screen or virtual reality, and see something of this magnitude, I think it really does kind of change your perspective of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's entertainment, you know, it's you see something beautiful. And then when you see it, especially the animals or the coral reefs, see, a lot of people don't know that coral reefs are a living thing.
Right.
The coral reef bleaching is basically killing, you know, all these coral reefs around the globe. And so, you know, we're displaying everything as it should be, as perfect and beautiful as they are, and the sea life around them, and any kind of animals in really exceptional detail. I mean, you know, it's an art. It's an art that's practiced in China, where you create these lanterns and just the way these are done are just amazing, because you have every single detail. I'll invite everyone when you come in and really kind of check that out, because it's just not like a regular lantern and you know what you see. It's really like a sculpture, like a detailed sculpture.
It really is. It's like it's fully art. I think that's the best way you could put it. And it's not something that just an adult, sometimes art is only appreciated by adults. I think sometimes children can get a little bit overwhelmed by it because they might not see the significance of art. But when you, any child, adult, it makes the adult feel like children, and it makes the children look in wonder, almost like something they would see in a Disney movie or something, you know, coming to life. I really, really think the significance of the magnitude and the size of it too is just awe-inspiring. What I think too, and I would like you to talk a little bit about this if possible, Martin, is the magnitude. What is it? You create this event. What goes into this? How long does something like this take to eat? Because I mean, you're here for this many weeks, so clearly this isn't something you could just set up overnight. How long does it take to even put this thing together?
Well, this is a new version or a new lantern show that we created.
Yeah.
So for the first time, you know, it was set up. This is kind of the world premiere here at the Alameda Fairgrounds. And it took us all the way from the middle of October until the end of November to put together these pieces. There were 9 containers shipped from China. And the fairgrounds were, you know, they're great to work with. They gave us the space underneath the grandstand and then there were 25 workers that came in from China to assemble, you know, all the lanterns, including the framing and the fabrics, the weatherproof fabrics that you put on as a final layer. We're done in China, but you know, the like Noah's Ark, you know, 40 feet high, 180 feet long, so you know that obviously you can't ship, so that was done in different pieces, so those had to be put together, welded and so forth, and that was all done and then shipped out. We had as 8 people helping us locally, workers that helped that team. So it took about 5 weeks to put together and have it displayed. Unfortunately,
you know,
3 days before opening, we had one of these major storms that went with the wind gusts that we had. So then we had to fix things again before opening. But all in all, that's what it takes. And then it takes, it's going to take us 10 days to take it down and move to the next city. And then it only will take just 3 weeks to set it up.
I can't even, I feel like it's important to talk about it, because even you saying that it take 3 weeks, because this is, it looks like it would take a year. Like if it was me and looking, if you said like, how long do you think this will take us to do this? I would say probably a year, because it's just, it's insane. And it's acres.
Yeah, no, it's huge. They're huge pieces in there.
It's huge.
You know, we have to deal with cranes, with lifts and, you know, all this major construction equipment, because, you know, the front gate when you walk in is, you know, like 38 feet high.
It's crazy. It really is. And I'm going to urge anyone this, if you run out of time and don't get to see this, I really think you'll regret it. And I'm sure at some point this will come back, or I'm not sure if this will be an annual thing. Is it?
Let's put it every other year.
Because
right now we got so many bookings. Now I'm sure there'll be other lantern companies coming in. So if you miss this one, you know, just look out for next year, or for the end of the year. But this particular Luminite, that's how
you,
our lantern festival is called, Luminite. We'll probably be back in the Bay Area in 2 years.
Okay, well, go
hurry. And we're just, so you know, we're adding, you know, we're doing surveys at the entrance and exit. So we're taking comments very seriously and especially creative comments, and we're getting a lot and a lot of positive ones. So we're going to be adding certain sections as we continue and as we grow.
Well, I will tell you, as anyone who listens to this show, I will not overhype anything. I'll promote it, but I won't overhype it. This is worth overhyping. It's one of those rare experiences where you will go and you will remember it for the rest of your life. And I think if you have children, it's important to kind of show them what the bigger picture is. But for your, if you don't have children, you're just somebody who likes fun, interesting experiences and new experiences, this is unlike anything you've seen. And I can't urge you enough to get out and see this. So let's tell people where could they go and get tickets, and any other information they should know.
Okay. So again, we'll open another three weekends, Friday through Sunday. Last opening day is Sunday, February 2nd. Mm-hmm. And just go to luminitelanterns.com. That's our website, and it'll tell you all about the event. You can see all the wonderful pictures that have now been taken and so forth, video, television coverage, etc., whatever you need to know, it's on there. And then it directs you to the ticketing site. We're opening Fridays and Saturdays from 5 to 11 p.m. and Sundays from 5 to 10 p.m. And it's at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. And it's right off the freeway. Just make sure you don't miss it. Only three more weeks.
3 more weeks and you have to see it. And Martin, I appreciate you doing this with us. I know, knowing what you do now and being aware, I'm sure you're already stressing over the next one. It's like, I gotta take this to another city, and I gotta put this monstrosity together. But you do amazing work. Your people do amazing work. And most importantly, you're doing it for a great cause. So we thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right. So see Luminite Lantern Festival. Again, you have 3 weeks to do this. Do it. And a great way to celebrate Chinese New Year at the end of the month. It's always a celebration, but this is sort of like an enhanced part of the celebration. And Martin, thank you for your time today. And the best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. You take care. Thank you.